There is no need to feel bad to call somebody out that gave you a bad Christmas gift. It can be bad because maybe you didn't like it. Maybe it was like a gift that was re-gifted. Whatever it might be, we want to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. This right here, I guarantee, probably would be the worst gift. That's why I wanted to bring the story up here. A woman named Ashley shared in a Facebook group that her dad and stepmom gave her a bottle of used love oil.
Oh, that's disgusting.
For their wedding shower.
Ew, gross.
Very weird, okay? I think we can figure out what that is. When the woman opened her gift, it included a note that read, "It didn't work for me and your dad, but
ew,
it was $15, so I don't want to waste this."
That was a gag gift.
She said that the bottle of love lotion was 3/4 full. She said she didn't get her upset with her stepmom because the woman isn't very bright.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, not sure the rest of the details. So that's not necessarily a bad Christmas gift. She didn't give it to her for Christmas, but could you imagine opening that up? Thanks, Mom.
Oh, gosh, it's so gross.
Vile.
Oh, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What is the worst Christmas gift that you've ever received? You can also let us know on Twitter or Instagram if you've got something.
So this is just kind of horrifying, but one year I went, my mom was surprising me with a gift, and I was going outside to our garage and I saw her with a bike. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I saw one of my presents. And so I ran back in the house. And then later when we were on our way to a Christmas party, she was like, oh, Olivia, just to let you know, that bike is for like our neighbor down the street. They're just hiding it out at our house. It's not for you. And so I go, oh my goodness, thank goodness, Mom. Like I didn't want a bike for Christmas this year. Turns out it was for me. And I felt like the biggest jerk in the world. And still to this day, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry and I love you and thank you for the bike.
So did she still give it to you or did she take it back after that?
No, she still gave it to me because she spent that much like money on it. And I felt so, so bad.
Wait, can you not ride a bike? Why is that a terrible gift? I think everybody would be like, yay, a bicycle.
I mean, I don't know. I just like wasn't
interested.
Into it. Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable for me.
Oh, gosh. So awkward.
I don't think that I've gotten like the worst gift, but I always get gifts. It's just my mom or grandma orders it off QVC or Home Shopping Network. Like last year.
Some of the best gifts I've gotten have been from HLN.
Some of. Mine, not
so
much.
Or HSN would be the shopping.
Yeah, mine, not so much. Last year, it was cool until it broke about 5 minutes in, but my mom and grandma got me one of those drones. Which sounds cool, but she got me like a little kid's Batman
one.
Yes. It's like now that I don't like Batman, it's like na 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 bat drone.
So it was a toy? Did it actually work?
Oh, Alex, it flew and I was messing around with it and I broke all the little propellers and the spares.
Yeah.
That's on you.
No, but it didn't work like it was supposed to. There's no way I'm that bad of a driver.
I know, I think you are because I like actually last year for Christmas, all the boys in my family, men in my family got miniature drones and it was like a 2-pack and they're like mini drones just to fly around the house and those things went everywhere. Like it's like sliced people's arms. Like it was flying everywhere. Those things are so hard to control.
Yikes.
And drive.
And I know I've talked about this before with you, Alex. Do you think it's actually a good gift? But it's something I'll never use. That's why it's like, why am I getting this for Christmas? I got one of those phone soap or phone box. You put your phone in it and it's supposed to be like a tanning bed for your phone. Like it kills all the germs and bacteria.
Ooh, I would love
like you
that.
It's like a phone coffin. You put it in there, you plug it into like a USB port and it turns on and gets rid of all the gunk and doo-doo.
I would absolutely love that.
See, I thought it was terrible.
So we do a Secret Santa with my family every year because there's so many of us. And 2 years ago, I thought I had my brother-in-law, Brad. So I got him a really cool like Bluetooth speaker that I know he wanted. It was waterproof. And then turns out I had my mom and I forgot that I had my mom and my mom wanted something completely different. So then I had to give my mom the Bluetooth speaker that she didn't even want.
She's like, my teeth, they're all real. I don't have a Bluetooth. What is this?
We learned 2 things from this conversation. One, Liv sucks at Christmas. And yes. 2, because all of us said, ooh, we would love that phone sanitizer system. Now one of us is going to be re-gifted that from Joe.
Yes. One of you will be very lucky to get that.